Stone was, and the group was not was. We played together once before, and so we had that much rehearsal. But he's a very good musician, and so since I'm stumbling along in kindergarten, we'll get along fine. So we'll begin with politics. National Security Agency, dope, Calypso. Part two. Part one was CIA dope, Calypso, which covered the years 1949 to 1960-ish, or 1970. And this covers the, well, probably, according to the New York Times, President Bush, when he was the head of the CIA, was giving Noriega $200,000 a year way back in the 70s. So this will cover probably 72 to 90. Now Richard Secord and Oliver North hated Sandinistas, whatever they were worth. They peddled for the Contras to ease their pain. They couldn't sell Congress, so Contras sold cocaine. They discovered Noriega only yesterday. Nancy Reagan and the CIA. Now coke and grass were exchanged for guns on a border airfield that John Hull runs, or he used to run, till his Costa Rican bust as a CIA spy trading Contra coke dust. Discovered Noriega only yesterday. Nancy Reagan and the CIA. Juan Malan Rodriguez of the Medellin cartel laundered their dollars, and he did it very well. Hundreds of billions through U.S. banks till he got busted and he sank in the tank. It was buried in the papers only yesterday when Bush was drug czar USA. Milan told Congress 3 million coke bucks went to Felix Rodriguez, CIA muckamuck, to give to the Contras only hush, 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 except for Donald Gregg and his boss George Bush. Buried in the papers only yesterday, when Bush was vice president, USA. Rodriguez met Bush in his office many times. They didn't talk business, they drank lemon and limes. Or maybe they drank coffee or they smoked a cigarette. But the cocaine traffic they remembered to forget. Buried in the papers only yesterday, and Bush is in the White House of the USA. When Bush was director of the CIA, Panama traffic in coke was gay. Never used to hear George Bush holler when Noriega laundered lots of cocaine dollar. Bush paid Noriega, used to work together. They sat on the couch and they talked about the weather. And Noriega double-crossed the company like a crackhead burn on Avenue D. So when he got into the big White House, Bush said Noriega was a cocaine louse. Cold War ended, East Europe found hope. The U.S. got hooked on a war on dope. Glasnost came, East Europe got free. So Bush sent his army to Panama City. Bush's guns in Panama did their worst, like coke fiends fighting on St. Mark's and First. Does Noriega know Bush's company crimes? In 2000 AD, read the New York Times. Does Noriega know Bush's company crimes? In 2000 AD, read the New York Times. Shamatha Vipassana, that is to say, breath you want to learn how to meditate, I'll tell you now, cause it's never too late. I'll tell you how, cause I can't wait, it's just that great that it's never too late. If you are an old fraud like me, or a llama who lives in eternity, the first thing you do when you meditate is keep your spine, your backbone straight. Sit yourself down on a pillow on the ground, or sit in a chair. If the ground isn't there, the ground isn't there. If the ground isn't there, sit where you are. If the ground isn't there, do the meditation, do the meditation, do the meditation, do the meditation. Learn a little patience and generosity, generosity, generosity. Generosity,
yeah,
generosity. I fought the Dharma and the Dharma won. Follow your breath out, open your eyes, sit there steady and sit there wise. Follow your breath right out of your nose, follow it out as follow it goes. Follow your breath, but don't hang on to the thought of your death in old Saigon. Follow your breath when thought forms rise. Whatever you think, it's a big surprise. It's a big surprise, it's a big surprise. Whatever you think, it's a big surprise. To the meditation, to the meditation, to the meditation, to the meditation. Learn a little patience and generosity, generosity, generosity. Generosity, yeah, generosity, 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 yeah, generosity. All you've got to do is to imitate. You're sitting meditating and you're never too late. When thoughts catch up but your breath goes on, forget what you thought about Uncle Don, Charlie Chaplin, Uncle Don, poor old Hardy, Uncle Don. You don't have to drop your nuclear bomb. If you see a vision come, say hello, goodbye. Play it dumb with an empty eye. If you feel a little Holocaust coming on, you can change your mind with your heart on. Do the meditation, do the meditation, do the meditation, do the meditation. Learn a little patience and generosity. If you want a Holocaust, you can recall your mind. You just went past with the Western wind. See apocalypse in a long red car or a flying saucer, sit where you are. If you feel a little bliss, don't worry about that. Give your wife a kiss when your tire goes flat. If you can't think straight and you don't know who to call, it's never too late to do nothing at all. Nothing at all, nothing at all. It's never too late to do nothing at all. Do the meditation, follow your breath, so your body and your mind get together for a rest. Get together for a rest, get together for a rest. Relax your mind, get together for a rest. Do the meditation, do the meditation, do the meditation, do the meditation. Learn a little patience and generosity. Do the meditation, follow your breath, so your body and your mind get together for a rest. If you want to run an hour or a minute every day, you can tell the superpower to sit the same way. Sit for an hour or an hour every day, you can tell the superpower to sit the same way. Do the meditation, do the meditation, do the meditation, do the meditation. Learn a little patience and generosity. Get yourself together, lots of energy. And learn a little patience and generosity. Generosity, generosity, generosity. Yeah, generosity, 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 yeah, generosity.
As far as I can remember, and
The airplane is the friend Stephen Taylor we composed the lyric. Europe, who knows? All over Europe, people are saying, who knows? Asphodel's fine, but next year, what comes with the rose? Cabbage smells good, but depends which way the wind blows. All over Europe, people are saying, who knows? Who knows? Wormwood skies will poison the sea. Revelation. From Oslo to Athens, black clouds have enlightened the nation. Cesium mushrooms and milk may mutate the creation. All over Europe, people are saying, who knows? Who knows? Woke up in Poland, maple leaf just wilted down. Not a cloud in the sky, inexplicably cold on the ground. Kids in the yard were playing without any clothes. All over Europe, people are saying, who knows? Who knows? Phoned up the doctor, official reply, never mind. Same afternoon, suggested we take iodine. 3 days later, Chernobyl's error disclosed. All over Europe, people are saying, who knows? Who knows? Slaughtered the reindeer in Lapland, laps on the dole. Camembert radioactive, in Zurich the gold. In the Cotswolds of England, all the sheep markets are closed. All over Europe, people are saying, who knows? Who knows? If a liter of water's one x-ray in Washington State. So in milk bars of Minsk, what does it cost a milkshake? Big apples this year, we still have to eat up what grows. If we didn't eat poison, we'd starve, brother, everyone knows. This world, born in this world, you got to suffer. Everything changes. You got no soul. You got no soul. Try to be gay. Ignorant, happy. You get the blues. The high road, your big wheel, 8 steps you fly, look at the view, right to horizon, talk to the sky, act like you talk, work like the sun. Shine to your heaven, see what you've done. Come down and walk, come down and walk, sit. to sit down. Breathe when you breathe. Lie down, you lie down. Walk where you walk. Walk where you walk. Talk when you talk. Cry when you cry. Lie down, you lie down. Die when you die. Die when you die. Look where you look. Feel what you hear. Taste what you taste. Hear. Smell what you smell. Smell what you smell. Touch what you touch. What you think? Labor. After midnight, horseradish beef at Kiev's wooden tables, Andy Clausen blew into Second Avenue from Boulder with a tiny bearded lower lip. All Sunday, Miles and I annotated anniversary edition of Howl. The kasha mushrooms taste good as Bielorussia used to when my mama ran away from the Cossacks in 1905. Did the five-year plan work? How bad, Stalin? Am I a Stalinist? A capitalist? A bourgeois stinker? A ruthless cosmopolitan? A rotten red? No, I'm a fairy with purple wings and white halo, translucent as an onion ring in the transsexual fluorescent light of the Kiev restaurant after a hard day's work. Spots, anger. Drive all blames into one is a slogan. Swallow it yourself, you'll disappear rather than push it into somebody else. Alan, when you get angry, you've got two choices. Conk your head on the floor with words, bang the kitchen table, slap taxicab doors, insult hotel toilets, snarl at the national microphones, sneer at the speed freak closet girl syringist. Why not, more subtle, grab your anger by the wings and bag it in the garbage pail. Look around by the Venetian blind and the curtains. It's only you in the universe's kitchen. A subtler wave of the hand. Patience. Say, I don't want this Saturn trip. No thanks. Domo arigato. How nice, but I'll not entertain Dr. Frankenstein till Monday. Pants don't fit. May I borrow your library card? Breathe your typhoonic tantrum in. Exhale a gentle breath of Ginsburg out the kitchen window, wafting a springtime fairy feather slight, raising a big iron pipe to conk Mr. Temper Tantrum on his green bull noodle and fly off over Manhattan. Manhattan, weaving silver laughter round skyscraper spires. Cosmopolitan greetings. So this here's one line statements sent originally in midsummer 86 to Struga, that's Macedonia, evenings of poetry, biennial celebration to draw poets from all over Eastern Europe when they give out a golden wreath to some laureate, you know, invited to get a wreath and asked to send a statement in advance. So considering that it was Eastern Europe and the Pope was battling communism. This was my statement called Cosmopolitan Greetings. Stand up against governments, against God. Stay irresponsible. Say only what we know and imagine. Absolutes are coercion. Change is absolute. Ordinary mind includes eternal perceptions. Observe what's vivid. Notice what you notice. Catch yourself thinking. Vividness is self-selecting. If we don't show anyone, we're free to write anything. Remember the future. Freedom costs little in the USA. Advise only myself. Don't drink yourself to death. Two molecules clanking against each other require an observer to become scientific data. Measuring instrument determines the appearance of the phenomenal world after Einstein. The universe is subjective. Therefore, Walt Whitman celebrated person. We are observer, measuring instrument, I, subject, person. Universe is person. Inside skull, vast as outside skull. Is anyone there in between thoughts? Mind is outer space. What do we say to ourselves at night, in the dark, in bed, making no sound? Lama Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche says, first thought, best thought. Mind is shapely. Art is shapely. Maximum information, minimum number of syllables. syntax condensed, sound is solid. Intense fragments of spoken idiom best. Move with rhythm, roll with vowels. Consonants around vowels make sense. Savor vowels, appreciate consonants. Subject is known by what she sees. Others can measure their vision by what we see. Candor ends paranoia. Candor ends paranoia. Candor ends paranoia. Like Indians, like rhinoceri, like quartz crystals, like organic farmers, live what we imagine Adam and Eve to have been, caressing each other with trembling limbs before the snake of revolutionary sex wrapped itself around the tree of knowledge? What would poet Roque Dolan joke about lately, teeth chattering like a machine gun as he debated mass tactics with his compañeros before they assassinated him? Necessary to kill the Yankees with a big bomb, yes, but don't do it by yourself. Better consult your mother to get the correct line of thought. If not, consult Rambo once he got his leg cut off, or Lenin after his second stroke, sending a message to his wife, Mrs. Krupskaya, to the rude Georgian, and just before his deathly fit, when the Cheka aides outside his door looked in coldly, assuring him his affairs were in good order, no need to move. What sickness at the pit of his stomach moved up to his brain? What thought poet Klebnikov on the hungry train exposing his stomach to the sun, malnourished on the train in 1921? Or Mayakovsky before the bullet hit his brain? What sharp propaganda for action on the bureaucratic battlefield in the Ministry of Collective Agriculture in Ukraine? What slogan for futurist architects, or epic hymn for masses of Communist Party card holders in futurity on the conduct of the world seeking beauty against government? Personals ad. This has an epigraph by Robert Greeley. How many here know poetry by Robert Greeley? Good poetry audience. You know, an early poem, The Conspiracy, was a big inspiration to the poetic renaissance of the mid-50s, actually. I'll send you my poems. No, you send me your poems, I'll send you mine. Things tend to awaken, even through random communication. Let us suddenly proclaim spring and jeer at the others, all the others. I will send a picture, too, if you will send me one of you. So this personal's ad. Poet, professor in autumn years, seeks helpmeet, companion, protector, friend, young lover with empty, compassionate soul and exuberant spirit, straightforward, handsome, athletic physique and boundless mind, courageous warrior who may also like women and girls, no problem. To share bed meditation apartment in Lower East Side, help inspire mankind conquer world anger and guilt, empowered by Whitman, Blake, Ma Rainey, Rambo, and Vivaldi. Familiar, respecting art's primordial majesty. Priapic, carefree, playful, harmless, slave, or master. Mortally tender to Swift's passing time. Photographer, musician, painter, poet, yuppie, or scholar. Find me here in New York, alone, with the alone, going to lady psychiatrist who says, make time in your life with someone you can call darling. Honey, who holds you dear, can get excited and lay his head on your heart in peace. Post Office Box 582, Stuyvesant Station, New York, 1009, New York. Day after day, as I wake and drink lemon juice and hot water, brush my teeth and blow my nose, stand at the toilet, a yellow stream issuing from my body, look out the curtained windows across the street, Mary Help a Christian's RC Church. How many years empty the garbage pail, carry black plastic bags to the sidewalk before I boil the last soft egg, day after day, glance my altar sitting pillow, a sidelong look inside. Past bookcases, Greek lyrics, and volumes of military-industrial secrecy. How many mornings out the window, springtime's gray clouds drift over a wooden owl on the rectory roof. Pigeons flutter off the street lamp to an iron fence. I return to kitchen oatmeal cooking in an iron pot. Sit in a wooden chair, choose a soup spoon, dreaming out the window, eat my gruel as ailanthus trees bud and grow thick green like seaweed in rainy Atlantis. Lose leaves after snowfall, sit bare-branched in January's rusty winds, snap photographs focused on the clothesline, courtyard chimney pots a block away in Stuyvesant Town. How many years lie alone in bed and stroke my cock or beat the times on a pillow at midnight, answer telephone talk, my stepmother or Joe in Washington, waiting for a knock on the door, it's portly Peter, sober, hesitant, inquiring supper, rarely visiting, rueful, a life gone by. You got the monthly rent. Armfuls of mid-morning mail arriving with despairing secretaries. Rise and tuck my shirt in. Turn the door lock key. Go down the hallway stairs. Enter New York City. Christine's Polish restaurant around East 12th Street corner on 1st Avenue. Taxi uptown to art museums. Visit Dr. Brown. Chest x-rays. Smoking cough or flu. Turn on the news from Palestine. Listen to Lead Belly's Lament on tape, Black Girl, Jim Crow, Irene, and Sunday morning Puerto Ricans climb concrete steps week after week to church. Socks in the laundry, snap on the kitchen light, midnight, icebox raid, sun-dried tomatoes, soft Swiss cheese and ham, pineapple juice, low rent control, $260 a month, clear gym seal sanded floors, white walls, Blake's tiger on the bedroom bookcase, window, cabs rattling on the asphalt, dark below, silence, solitary house, Charles Fourier on the bedside table waiting inspection, reading glasses ready with neck string to hang on my breast if I rise, switch light off, pajamas in drawer, asleep, 80 volumes behind the headboard for browsing, Yiddish poetry, Attila Joseph, Sashi Blasan thus cooked as obscure religious cuts of Bengal, Rivek Nanselin, De Vulgaria Eloquentia. What riches for old age, what cozy naps and long night dreams, browsing in Persepolis and Lhasa. What more ask existence except time, more time, ripe time and calm, and warless time to contemplate collapsing years, though body, teeth, brain, elbow ache, a crooked creak at backbone bottom, dry nostrils, mottled ankle and smart tongue. How many years to talk, sing, improvise in classroom, street, church, radio, far from Congress? How many more years, eyes closed, 9 a.m., wake, worrying, ulcer in my cheek, is that cancer? Should I have charged Burroughs' biographer for photos reprinted from 40 years ago? Miles, the editor's stylistic competence, is that okay for the literary history of the Beat Generation? Should I rise and meditate, or sleep in daylight, recuperate the flu? phone ringing half an hour ago. What's on the answer machine? Give back advances to Harper's. Who promised deadlines on this photo book for 12 Trees Press? Wasn't I up at 2 a.m. revising poems? Spontaneous verse? Take a plane to Greenland. Visit Dublin. Pen Club meets May 17th. Decision on Israeli censorship of Arabic press. Call Cynthia Ozick, Yiddish translator, poetess, Zionist, Yenta. Bright concentration camp, bright to concentration camp expert moralist, Eli Wiesel. What's his word? Quote, Arabs should throw words, not stones. Unquote. Is that quote accurate from the New York Times? Should I get up right now, cross-legged scribbling journals with motor roar downstairs the street, stolen auto doctored at curb, or pulled my covers over the achy bones? How many years awake or sleepy? How many mornings to be or not to be? How many Mays to come? Birds chirp insistence on six-story roofs. Buds rise in backyard cities. Forsythia yellow by brick walls and rusty bed springs near the fence. How many Sundays wake and lie immobile, eyes closed, remembering death? 7 a.m., spring, sunlight out the window. The noise of the Eurekan drunkard on the corner reminds me of Peter, Naomi, my nephew Alan. Am I mad myself? I've always been so, waking in New York, 61st year to realize, childless, I'm a motherless freak, like so many million worlds, from Patterson, Los Angeles, to the Amazon, humans and whales screaming in despair from Empire State building top to Arctic Ocean bottom. sing this blues. Father, breath, once more farewell. Birth you gave was nothing ill. My heart is still as time will tell. My old age. brown in the sunset over Manhattan Isle. Newark was my birthplace under the wing for a while. Green gas tanks of Barney, small brown in the... Senator Jesse Helms. Poor guy, he's got to be occupied with homosexuality. Somebody should take him out behind the barn. Tobacco industry in North Carolina. In fact, he's not above spending taxpayers' money without asking them to subsidize the agriculture of tobacco in his home state, or throwing his weight around as a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee trying to muscle Malaysia into accepting American tobacco advertising and American tobacco export. And since in the Great War on Drugs, the statistics are 20 to 30,000 people die yearly of hard drugs, cocaine, crack, I guess, whatever poisons are put out on the street. And 100,000 die of alcohol, and 385,000 a year die of heart attack or high blood pressure or ills associated with smoking tobacco. We may have the full proportion of the sense of outrage and guilt and self-alienation Senator Helms has when he pushes himself up as the arbiter of public morality. So, a non-smoking unadvertisement called "Put Down Your Cigarette Rag." Don't smoke, 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 don't smoke. $9 million capitalist coming in. Don't smoke, don't smoke the official. Don't. Smoking makes you cough. You can't sing straight. You gargle on saliva and you vomit on your plate. Don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke,
Don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke
sexy chicks in cars. Macho guys who go blues, oh, blues, oh, blues, oh, blues, oh, band, smoking, drinking bars. Macho guys lose hope and smoke and drink in bars. Macho guys lose hope and smoke and drink in bars. Don't smoke, 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 don't smoke. $9 billion a year, a southern industry. Vice Senator Joe Fear, who runs the CIA. Don't smoke, 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 don't dagger, where there's smoke, there's fire. Don't smoke, 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 don't smoke, don't smoke. $9 billion for dope, approved by Time and Life. America loses hope. Marlboro, smoke your wife. Don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't. If you will get in bed and give your girlfriend head, then you won't want a fag or ever more a drag. Don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke. Oh, 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 don't smoke, oh, please. Don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke. Oh, please. Oh, please. Oh, please. I'm cold on my knees. Don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke. Don't. The official don't. 24 hours in bed and give your boyfriend head. Put something in your mouth like skin on cigarette film. Suck it, but don't smoke shit. Suck it, but don't smoke cigarette. No, that ticket fee is too obscene. No. Don't smoke. The official don't. Make believe you're sick. Stay in bed and make your cigarette habit greed. One day's all you need. Smoke weed, put something green in between, but not the nicotine is too obscene. No, don't smoke.
Stone Jews, water runs downhill. Young soldiers go on to die. Old presidents get AIDS. They bankrupted the sky. The ozone layer fades. Crazy people got money. I own state capitals. Sheriff calls me honey. The army's a bunch of fools. I want my welfare stamps. I want my movie show. I got 10 kerosene lamps. I'm 99 years old. This town's already dead. This country's on the skids. The state's made out of lead. I can't feed my kids. My name is Gaia. Ha ha ha. In jail, I'll screw the sky. Nothing to win or lose. Papa, born, you're gonna die. Atom bombs and newsboy hoaxes. Fakers yak the Oval Room. I live in cardboard boxes. They kill the ocean womb. Tear up your welfare check. I'll leak my way to heaven. Throw me down Shit Creek. I'll vomit Pacific Ocean.
I went to the movie of life. in the mud, in the night. In Mississippi Delta roads outside Clarksville, I slogged along, lights flashed under trees. My black companion motioned, "Here they are, your company." Like giant rhinoceri with painted faces splashed over side and snout, headlights glaring in rain, one after another, buses rolled past us toward the book, hotel, boarding house, up the hill, town ahead. Accompanying me, two girls pitched in the dark, slush, garbage road, slipping in deep ruts wheels had left behind, sucking at their high heels, stinging granny dresses, sequined magic marked with astral signs, head rupees who knew the way to this grateful, dead, half-century hero's caravan, pet stop for the night. I climbed mid-road. A toad hopped before my foot. I shrank aside, unthinking, kicked it off with a leather shoe. The animal feet scurried back at my sight. A little monster on his back bled red. Nearby this prey, a lizard with large eyes retreated, and a rat curled tail and slithered in mud, wet to the dirt gutter, repelled. A long climb ahead. The girls would make it or not. I moved ahead, eager to rejoin old company. Merry pranksters with aged pride and peacock feathered beds, shining mylar mirror paper walls, acid mothers with strobe-lit radios, long-haired men. Gaunt 60s diggers emerged from the night to rest, bathe, cook spaghetti, nurse their kids, smoke pipes, and squat with Indian sages round charcoal braziers in their cars. Profound American dreamers. I was in their company again after long years. Byways, alone, looking for lovers in bar, street, country towns, and sunlit cities, rain and shine, snow and spring-bugged backyard brick walls, ominous adventures behind the Iron Curtain. Were we all grown old? I looked for my late boyfriends dancing to electric blues with their guns and smoke around jukebox walls, the smell of ash and country ham. Old newspaper media stars wandering room to room, Pentagon refugee Ellsberg, old Dove Dave Dellinger bathing in an iron tub with a patch in his stomach wall, recent operation. Abby Hoffman explaining the natural strategy of city political saint works. Quicksilver messenger musicians, Berkeley orators with half-grown children in their socks and dirty faces, alcohol uncles who play chess and strummed banjos frayed by broken fingernails. Where's Ken Kesey? Away tonight in another megalopolis hosting hypnosis parties for Hell's Angels? Maybe nail him down on stage or radio. They must have some act to present to the public. Neil must be tending his daughters in Los Gatos, pacifying his wife, coming down on amphetamines in his bedroom, from amphetamines in his bedroom, or downers to sleep this night away, and wake for work in the great Bay Carnival tented among smokestacks, railroad tracks, and freeways under boxhouse urban hills. Young movie stars with grizzled beards passed through bus cars looking for Dylan in the movie office, re-swaggering through their old roles, even knowing their own recorded words were sung now, 20 years later, in Leningrad and Shanghai, their wives in tortoiseshell glasses and paisley shawls and towels, tending cauldrons bubbling with spaghetti sauce, racks of venison, squirrel or lamb, ovens open with hot rhubarb pies. Who should I love? Here, one with leather hat, blonde hair, strong body, middle age, face frowned in awful thought, beard in hand by the bathroom wall. That digger boy I knew with giant phallus, bald head studying medicine, walked by, preoccupied now with his anatomy homework, rolling a joint, his thick fingers at his chest, eyes downcast on paper and tobacco. One by one, I checked out buff companions, none whose beauty stayed my heart. This place was tired of my adoration. They knew my eyes too well. No one I could find to give me bed tonight and wake me grinning, naked, with eggs scrambled for breakfast ready, oatmeal, grits, or hot, spicy sausages, at noon assembly when I opened my eyes out of dream. I wandered, walking room to room through psychedelic buses, wanting to meet someone new, younger than this crowd of wily, wrinkled wanderers with their booze and families, electronic arts and crafts, woe-lined brows of chemical genius music producers, adventurous politicians, singing ladies and earthly paramours playing rare parts in the final movie of a generation. The cameras rolled and followed me. Was I the central figure in this film? We passed dark, starred crossroads and risen over bridges. The ghost-lit caravan party of gypsy intellects had passed through USA in front of an eye recording visual tape, veteran celluloid. I'd known most faces and guided the inevitable cameras room to room, pausing at candle-lit bus windows on flooded cotton fields we'd seen by daylight, familiar stars whispering by coal stoves, public headline artists known from Rolling Stone and New York Times, actors and actresses from living theater, gaunt-faced and eloquent, with lifted hands and bony fingers greeting me on my way to the bus driver's wheel, tattered, dirty gloves on Neil's seat, waiting his return from working on the National Railroad, young kids I taught, saluting me wearily from warm couches of that past, bus to bus, cameras moving behind me. What was my role? I hardly knew these faded heroes anymore. Friendly strangers, so long on the road. I'd been out teaching in Boulder, Manhattan, Budapest, London, Brooklyn, so long. Why follow me through these amazing further bus party reunion corridors tonight? Or is this movie, or real? If I turn around to face the camera, will I break the scene, dissolve the plot illusion? Is it illusion art, or just my life? Where are cameras ever there? The picture floats so evenly before my eyes. How could a crew follow me, invisible, still, and smoothly noiseless, bus to bus, from room to room, along the caravan's painted labyrinth? This wasn't cinema, and I know heroes, spokesmen documenting friendship scenes. Only myself, alone, lost in the cabin, with familiar strangers, still looking for some sexual angel for mortal delights. No different from haunting St. Mark's Boys Bar, again, solitary, in tie and jacket and gray beard, wallet in my pocket full of cash and cards, useless. A glimmer of lights in the curtained doorway before me. My heart leapt forward to the orgy room. All youths, lithe and hairless, smooth-skinned, white buttocks, ankles, young men's nippled chests lit behind the curtain, thighs entwined in the male area, place I was looking for behind my closed eyelids all this night. I pushed my hand into the room, moving aside the curtain that shimmered within, bright with naked knees and shoulders, pale in candlelight. Enter the pleasure chamber's empty door, glimmering silver shadows reflected on the silver curtained veil, eyes still dazzling as their adolescent limbs intangible, dissolve where I put my hand into a vacant room, lay down on its dark floor to watch the lights of phantom arms pulsing across closed eyelids, conscious as I woke in bed, returned at dawn to New York City, wood-slatted Venetian blinds over the windows on East 12th Street in my white painted room. So finish this with a sing-along, which I've done almost every reading I've done in the last 20 years, by William Blake, the Nurse's Song. Has as its last verse, and all the hills echo it, and all the hills echo it, and all the hills echo it. And it sounds better if you don't know how to sing and sing along. Children are heard on the green, and laughing is heard on the hill. My heart is at rest within my breast, and everything else is still. Then come home, my children. The sun is gone down, and the dew of night arise. Come, come, leave off play and let us away till the morning appears in the skies. No, no, let us play, for it is yet day and we cannot go to sleep. Besides, in the sky the little birds fly and
the hills are all covered with